You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 106 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Friday, the 22nd of May, 2015. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
Let's talk about some movie preview. Did you see any movies this week?
I actually saw a movie.
Okay,
I saw that movie, Let's Be Cops.
Okay, with
I don't know who those people are.
It's
Rob Riggle's in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sounds excited about.
It is Damon Wayans Jr.
Okay.
And Joe Johnson.
Okay.
From cool. New Girl. Both of them were in New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was in Happy Endings. The other one was in Drinking Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Joe Johnson was also one of the founders of Drunk History.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what do you think of We Be Cops? Or Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops.
We Be Cops.
Okay, yeah. So
that's my caveman version.
Like, yeah, it's pretty much like the trailer we saw a while back. They go to a party. They think it's a costume party, but it's not. They're dressed up as cops, and then everyone thinks they're cops.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole movie, they're like going around pretending to be cops, and like the one dude, Joe Johnson, I don't know their character names, but he gets really into it. He like gets a cop car.
Yeah.
And they have like everything's pretty much real except the gun. I think the guns are real, but they don't fire, or they don't have real guns.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then Rob Riggle shows up as a real cop. And he encounters him. It was pretty funny because I just kept thinking of him as a cop in The Hangover.
Yeah, that's
right. It's like he's a cop again.
But
Rod, he plays it pretty straight comparatively to how he usually like. It's not. It's usually he's like really jokey, but he's not that jokey.
Do you know he was like a Navy SEAL?
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the Irvine Improv, I got like an email from him saying like the veterans of comedy tour. And they're all like vets.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Kirchner was added to that list.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a
really?
Veteran. I think he was just a host of the event. I don't know if he was a veteran or not.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they should have really got Rob Riggle, right?
Yeah, Rob Riggle.
That's a cool name, too.
Yeah.
But they should have got him on that. But I think they're just like local guys that say they're like, and it's like Marine Corps and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, continue.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, like, and they run into these mob guys, and the mob guys are like, who are these guys? Like, their badge numbers don't match up with LAPD or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't know who they are. They could be DEA, or so they think they're, like, feds or something. Yeah. And then they figure out they're, like, not and stuff, and, like, basically it gets really intense, and then they have to come clean and, like... And, like, the real cops have to come in, but it's... There's some funny moments, and it's interesting.
Was it worth your 90 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's just, like, nothing jumps out at me as amazing. Nothing's, like, this is garbage.
You have to rate it. What do you rate it?
4.5, 5.
Out of 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. It's not, like, great. It's not, like... It's forgettable, I would say, but it's not like garbage. Like they're doing too many unrealistic things or anything, but it's all right.
Nice. Now let's talk about some TV.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. We're halfway through the season.
Halfway.
That's
through.
Pretty crazy. Like I feel like not much has happened. Actually, no,
this is the fifth episode, not the most recent episode.
Yeah, it's not the newest. It's the fifth. This is the halfway point. This episode. So the sixth already came out, but
it's weird. I've been noticing that this season they've been stressing the importance of family.
Yeah,
where you see like Stannis Baratheon gave the speech to his daughter.
It's like family and religion. It's like this whole season.
Who was it? Jon Snow was talking to Daenerys' older brother, right? Her uncle. That one Targaryen is on the wall.
Yeah.
Is that her uncle?
I'm not sure.
And then Arya, you see her back at her home, her former home.
Sansa,
yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't seen much of Arya recently.
No, she's been gone the last few episodes.
And then...
She'll probably show up six.
Yeah, Daenerys.
We don't know. It already happened. We don't know yet.
Recently, she was told about her... Her uncle, right? Or her older brother? Does she have an
her
older
brother? Her other brother, yeah. Yeah, not the one brother that...
Not like the weird brother.
The other brother. Yeah. He is her other brother.
By the old dude, and then he died that episode. Mm-hmm. And so it's like really weird. I keep seeing family. I don't know if it's just me.
No, they're talking about it a lot. Mm-hmm. Like more than usual.
You see the separation of the king from Cersei, where he's like, go away. You know what I mean? And then you see the brothers of Sparrow, which they say brothers.
Yeah.
And the daughters of Snake, or the, what is it?
The Harpy.
The Harpies.
The sons of the Harpy, maybe?
And then there's that one from Martell, his bastard kids. I think they're called the Sand Snakes or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the bastard daughters of him.
Yeah.
Avenging their father. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of family.
There is a lot
in the season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's throughout the whole show and I'm just starting picking
There's
up.
There's more so now. It's always throughout the show. But
it seems like very like overt, like this season where they're like.
Yeah, but and then there's like, what's it, Bolton, his son. He made him a Bolton, but he's like, she's pregnant.
Like, yeah. And he's like, what does that do to me? He's like, that was a really touching speech too, where he's like, well, no, in the beginning it wasn't touching.
No.
And then he's like, she brought you to me. And I was like, you are my son.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, for such a heartless group of people, that one line had a lot of heart in it.
It really did. Like, because he's like, I wanted to kill you.
And yeah.
It's like, I saw you, and then I couldn't. But he's saying that, but the truth is, if his wife does have a son, then he is knocked out on the line.
Like, is he?
I'm pretty sure. I think as far as... I don't know how their claims go and everything, mm-hmm. but I assume if it's, even if you're not a bastard anymore, I assume the other one has a more legitimate claim to the title. I would think. I don't know. I don't know how their world works. I didn't even know about, like, you could not make someone
a bastard.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, if Jon Snow becomes Jon Stark, does that mean, like, I know they think all the other kids are gone, but, like, does that mean Bran not have a claim to Winterfell? I don't know how it works. I'm not too deep into everything else, but
then, like, it also, there's that one theory that's floating around that Jon Snow isn't the son of Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Which means, like, because technically he's a son of the Targaryen older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like we're in the woods or something right now. There's all this howling and barking. My dog learned how to howl the other day because of this other dog. So it's really annoying.
Oh, that's funny.
And it sounds so pathetic when he howls.
Are all the direwolves dead?
No.
I'm waiting for
Jon Snow's direwolf is still alive, right?
I
saw him eating the other
ghost,
day.
Man? Yeah, I'm waiting for the direwolves to do something crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
But so like, does that technically mean like he could potentially be like king of... He's like the,
but he's still a bastard. Still, so does it? But if he's
no,
a,
but
if he's
yeah,
a man,
he's a bastard.
If he's a man,
but he's like
though,
a man, and he's a Targaryen.
Still, yeah, but does that mean he's more claim to Daenerys? But if you're a bastard, I don't think you are.
Well, he's like part he's half Targaryen, half Stark, right? Because his mom's a Stark.
No, his mom's not a Stark.
Yeah, wasn't it Ned Stark's sister?
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Because
remember when Sansa is like, yeah, I remember what he did and when he raped her. And then the theory is that she came back and
but
Ned Stark took
still,
care of the
you're
son.
Still a bastard because it's not in marriage, though.
Yeah.
Even if it is to noble people. Because usually the bastards are like...
Are like prostitutes. Kids,
yeah, it's just like random peasant people.
Or like children of rape and stuff.
Yeah, that too.
So, yeah.
Be cool to see moving forward. And then we saw like the stone people or whatever.
That was horrifying.
I was like, oh, this is crazy.
I was like, who are these people? And then I was like, oh yeah, we're in Valyria. This is where they send those scaly bastards to like die.
Yeah. They're all attacking them. I'm like,
and they touch, like, apparently just a touch is enough. So they're like lepers, kind of.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, oh wait, is this going to take the whole season for Tywin to get to Daenerys?
Or Tyrion?
Yeah, Tyrion, sorry. Tyrion to get to Daenerys, because I'm like...
I want to see that.
I don't think so,
because he sees the dragon up close.
Oh, that's true.
In the trailer, we saw that.
But that's the dragon she doesn't have control over anymore.
Yeah, which also has the most boring name, Dragon.
Dragon.
Or Drogon.
The biggest dragon, also. Yeah.
We also saw Daenerys become more and more of a dictator. when she puts all the rich people down in that thing and then pushes one of them.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta... And then she opened back the fighting pits up again. Because they're like, okay, I gotta pay attention to these stupid traditions. But they're traditions.
That's the way you get into people's hearts. That's what Hitler did.
Exactly. We have tradition of hating Jews, so let's hate them.
I'm not saying that Daenerys is the Hitler of Westeros, but I think her body count is getting pretty high.
It is, definitely. For sure.
So, yeah. Silicon Valley. What was this episode? Oh, this is server. What was it called? I think it's called Server Farm or something like that. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the episode?
Yeah, so they're trying to build a new office, but...
Or they were trying to rent it, and they found out that like all their server bids got pulled. So it's more efficient to just buy or build servers and house them yourself. Mm-hmm. And then stay at home.
Whole plot with the neighbor who's like doesn't like them moving in, they said they were moving out and they move back in. They're like, because it's like
renters bring down the value.
Yeah, he's like, I wish families were here or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
Which is true.
Yeah,
I found out in real estate, renters bring down value.
Yeah, but it's just interesting. This is the only time he's shown up so far. But obviously, it's a show. But and then so they have to move back in and build servers there, and they're not zoned for business either.
Yeah,
which they don't find out until the episode. They're like, they move their whole business into there, and they didn't even know they could do it.
And then so he's like, I'm gonna report you. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole subplot of Guilfoyle and the girl building the servers together, and they don't let Dinesh build the servers. And there's also the subplot of what's his name talking in his sleep.
Speaking German. What's his name? They keep changing his name. Jared 2. But his dad's not even his real name, because they like, what's his boss just used that name, and he kept using that name. He's like, oh, I can go back to my old name. He's like, Jared 2. It's fun. Yeah. And then he speaks German. He's like, I don't speak German.
Yeah.
And then there's the other part with Big Head where they keep promoting him.
Yeah.
Because
And then the guy who was in Mad Men for like one episode is like, I don't want to work here anymore.
I can't work here anymore. He doesn't do anything. He's building potato guns.
Yeah. So there's that. And like they keep mentioning that he's like the co-creator of Pied Piper.
Pied Piper, yeah.
So, I really like this.
So I'm wondering how that word hasn't spread to them yet.
Yeah.
About it. So I'm pretty sure that should be coming up, I would guess. So
I really like this show, though.
It's really good.
I'm really sad that it's halfway over now.
I know. It's hard when like a half-hour show is only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. At least with Game of Thrones, it's like you get almost a solid hour of it.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Move on. And then The Flash I saw, which is the second-to-last episode, the season finale. Well, season finale already happened, I guess, today, this week. But this is the episode before where...
They save the dude, right? Or is that that was a Girl of God episode? They save Ryan, what was his name?
Thawne. Eddie, yeah. That was the episode before.
Okay.
And this episode was, they did like a team up with like Captain Cold. And they...
Yeah.
They, the Reverse Flash, he set something up in the particle accelerator, and they're like, I can't touch it. Like, we don't know what's going to happen in 24 hours. And then they still have all those prisoners in there, because they've trapped the metahumans. They put them in those prisoners. Yeah. I still don't know what they do with, like, how are they feeding them and stuff. And, like, that's cruel and unusual punishment, but whatever. So they're trying to transport them because they don't want them to die.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm the Flash. I don't want anybody to die. So they're transporting him. So he asks Captain Cold for help, and then everything goes nuts as expected, because you can't trust villains. But a cool thing in there, they did another Green Arrow or Green Lantern mention. They said, oh, like Ferris Airport, I thought that was shut down. They're like, yeah, one of the test pilots went missing.
Oh,
so it's like directly into like Green Lantern's like happening right now, allegedly, with Hal Jordan and that. So,
do you think there's ever going to be like a really Green Lantern show?
I don't know. It seems like
they're setting it up
according to that build. But they're really like, they've been pushing heavy on Green Lantern references. Oh. Yeah, so then...
I bet you if they make a show, it'd just be called, like, Corp. Like, C-O-R-P-S.
Core. Probably Core, yeah. That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
I would... It'd be smart if they just bypass the whole... just don't go to Oa. Just don't...
Like, yeah.
Just have them come back as Green Lanterns. That's what I would do, at least. And then... Yeah, and so eventually, like... They confront the Reverse Flash, and then... Arrow and Firestorm come out to help him. Basically stop him. And then... It pretty much ends there, and then it leads you right into Arrow. I'll just go right into Arrow, I guess. Which it was Arrow's season finale, and then, like, the Flash appears right in the beginning of that and, like, helps them out escape. And then he goes off, and he's like, I gotta go talk to the Reverse Flash or whatever. And then, because the whole plot in Arrow is the League of Assassins and mm-hmm. Ra's al Ghul and everything, and this is a fight between them and the city, and they're in the city trying to release a weapon or whatever. And that's basically the Arrow finale. And then it just leaves you off. He's like, I'm done being the Arrow or something, and then but he's obviously not.
Or else it'd be a really boring TV show.
The show would be over. But that's that.
Oh, I started watching Walking Dead.
Again. Oh yeah?
So I continued on season 2.
Did you start from the beginning or did
no.
you continue? Okay.
And I think I saw my favorite walker ever.
Oh, yeah. Is it the one in the pit?
In the well, yeah.
The well, yeah.
He looks
that's
so
like
weird.
That's the best one.
And then I was like, I need everything that they made of this walker.
Yeah, that one's
and
like
they have
the
like a Funko
one.
Pop figure.
Yeah.
And they have an action figure, so I'm going to order all those
yeah.
next week. I'm excited.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
And it looks like a weird baby.
Yeah.
I understood Brian now. I was like, I understood his weird fascination with like...
Yeah, it's like a default. Like it doesn't even look like a human. It's like
super waterlogged and
yeah,
all his skin.
Yeah.
It's all like
it's pretty cool. That was a really.
I was like, how
walker.
Do you think when you see him? How do you think that water is clean at all? Like even when you take him out, the
yeah,
water's not gonna be clean.
Not, no, definitely not.
He's like pooping in there.
Yeah. Do walkers poop?
I assume so. He has blood on his face.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's still got
clean.
A lot of skin.
Yeah, and like that waterlogged, you just like one splinter. Blood in the water.
True, yeah.
Also, I like the walker that hung himself, and he's just like hanging there, and you see
yeah.
his legs all exposed. That's really
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm slowly making my way in that show.
You'll get to it. It gets really good. Like,
I think once I see the governor, right?
Yeah,
that part
the governor,
is really cool.
Yeah, that part is cool. So, and then it's pretty like
Michonne.
Once you get to that part, I think you're pretty like nothing. It's pretty consistently. Pretty good, I mm-hmm. would say. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they had a 2-hour finale.
Yeah.
And this finale is pretty... This is a pretty badass finale, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was really good, and it really sets up Season 3 really nicely. The finale was basically they're at, like, war with the Inhumans mm-hmm. or whatever. But it's a lot of misunderstanding, and it's really only, like, the leader of the Inhumans messing with S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. And I don't know how deep I want to go into it. But that's basically the gist of it. And then they have this like inhuman artifact that apparently is not even from the comics or anything. It's something they created for the show. And it's just like no one knows what's going on with it. And the episode ends with like it grabbing somebody, one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and trapping them in there. But we don't know what's going on with that. And also, in the show, there's, like, the crystals that create the Inhumans. At the end, it ends up in the water, and it's spreading across the sea and into, like, the water supply, and then eventually shows you the supermarket, and it goes into, it goes into fish, and then it goes into fish oil. And so, basically, everyone's going to get poisoned with Inhuman stuff, because it kills regular humans if they're not Inhumans.
How crazy.
So, I don't know what they're going to do with that, but... It ends with, like, Coulson saying, oh, we got to form a new team. So, basically, they're going to form a super-powered team.
Oh, cool.
With, like they're going to have, like that's Sky, Daisy Johnson, she's Quake. So, mm-hmm. she's the leader of the team. But they're going to form a whole team. So, it's going to be a superhero show.
Yeah, like, I read someone online saying, like, they really missed their chance at just changing the name of the show to Secret Avengers.
Yeah. because that's what's going to be. They're going to be like the secret Avengers, secret warriors, or secret something. Because they're like, we can't tell people who we are either. So, really, season three is going to be the show, I think, that people...
That people wanted
first. Which is going to be a superhero show with a team led by Coulson, like, leading the division. Because I couldn't tell by Age of Ultron, but is Nick Fury going to take over S.H.I.E.L.D. again? I was not really
unclear. Yeah, it didn't seem... Like, it seemed like he kind of retired.
Yeah. So, it was kind of odd. So, I still don't know what's going on with that exactly, because he's still the leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. Coulson's still S.H.I.E.L.D. leader, but... But there's going to be more powers, which I'm excited about.
Nice. So. And video games. I played Mortal Kombat X, finally. A few weeks ago, I said, I was like, I'm going
to
wait.
Yeah, going to wait to play.
And then it was my birthday, and I was like, I'm just going to buy it.
Must play.
And then my finals were over, and I'm like, I'm going to play it. So I finally got to play it. Awesome. So violent. It's very much like Injustice.
Yeah.
Except they do have the two-round thing. Remember how in Injustice you had the two life bars?
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
This is rounds. It is two rounds.
But you have the X-ray powers and stuff that are like your superpowers. Pretty awesome.
Cool fatalities?
Really cool fatalities.
Take the fatalities.
And I played some of the story mode. Very difficult. I don't know if there's a difficulty setting on there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't win a fight like the first time ever.
Man.
I always have to retry the fights.
Wow.
In story mode.
Does it get easier the second time, or it's like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it does. Like, after, like, losing three times, I feel like they make it easier on
it
you.
It gives you a bone.
Yeah, they're like, maybe, here.
If there's no difficulty, then that would make sense.
Yeah.
But if there is a difficulty, then...
I think I need to buy a fight stick or something for my Xbox. I don't know if mine is wireless or not, the one I have.
I thought you had a fight stick.
I have one, but I don't know if it's wireless or not. Yeah. And if it's not, then it should work. But if it is, then it won't work, probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot, though. It's really fun. And, like, the fatalities are awesome.
Does it come with characters, or you unlock them, or you buy them?
Well, I bought, like, the Ultimate Edition, which was, like, $90, I think. But it has, because it had all the DLC and everything. I didn't want to mess around, like, buying DLC later on. Because, like, Jason Voorhees is a DLC character. Predator is a DLC character. And as soon as I heard Predator, I was like, I want to see his fatality. Yeah. I want to see... his X-ray move. Because, like, there's this one character that's, like, an Incan god or something, or, like, a Mayan god. And his X-ray move is, like, you know how they used to have this crazy saw-looking, like, from a fish?
Yeah.
He gets that, shoves it through the guy's neck, twists it to break his, like, to break the neck, and, like, smashes their head in. And you see, like, the X-ray, and it's, like, you see the skull crash in and stuff. And it's, like, crazy.
Wow.
It's insane. Oh, no, I think he, like, busts their knees first, and then he stabs it through their neck, and then twists it.
They seem to get
nuts.
More and more intense on the Mortal Kombat fatalities.
Well, Cassie Cage, who is Johnny Cage and Sonya's daughter, because this takes place, like, the premise is, like, oh, we're, like, all our old fighters are going to retire soon, and then, like, all this crazy stuff happens. So, one of hers, which was, like, really popular online and everything, is she gets, like, a metal pole, whacks the dude in the jaw, like, the other person in the jaw until their jaw is hanging down, and she goes around, takes a selfie with the person, and then uploads it to, like, this weird Mortal Kombat version of Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. I like reading the ads and, like, the comments on it and stuff. It's so funny. It's really fun. Sweet. But they did... I don't remember if they did it in Injustice or not, but, like, did you ever play those games where it's like, oh, press A now, like the action games where you have to press certain buttons at certain times?
Yeah.
They have a lot of that in this game. Like, every chapter, there's chapters in the story mode. The first part is that where, like, if you don't press the right button, you see the character, like, get hurt, and then it changes it slightly, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
So I like that, and then you have, like, two or three fights per character, and then it progresses the story, and each time the character changes.
Okay, that's cool.
Only one time I found it really confusing and I didn't know who I was when I was going into the fight.
Yeah.
Because I thought one person was the main character of the chapter.
Were you, like, in a group of people and you didn't know which one you were?
Well, like, the first chapter is Johnny Cage. Second chapter is Kotal Kahn, who's, like, the Incan guy. Then the third chapter is Sub-Zero, but I didn't know it was Sub-Zero because it started out following Cassie Cage.
Yeah.
like you see Johnny Cage talking to them, saying like, oh, we're going to retire. We have to go to the old master to seek his approval. And then you see Sub-Zero, and he doesn't look like normal Sub-Zero. He's like the man Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Doesn't have his mask on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like praying, and then you see him go up to him, and he's like, you shouldn't have disturbed me. That's and then like the fight starts.
Fight right there. Oh, yeah.
And then I was like doing all these things. I was like, oh, wow. Like, they must have made it really easy on me because I lost so much. Cassie Cage is just doing stuff without me even moving.
Because you assume Sub-Zero's a bad guy. Why am I a bad guy?
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I'm Sub-Zero.
That's funny.
But it's really cool. It's...
Yeah.
And then what else is really cool? You can do the object, the background interactions like you could in Injustice.
Oh, yeah.
They have that a lot in here. So it's pretty cool.
You like move from the levels.
One of the levels, there's an old woman standing in the back. Oh, no, not like that. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, can you go to different... I bet
I don't know. I was talking about, like, you know how there's, like, sometimes there's, like, a fountain or a statue and you can, like, chuck it at someone?
That too, yeah.
They have that.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's, like, an old woman standing on the side of the road and you can just pick her up and throw her. And then her, like, lifeless body is just sitting on the background. It's crazy.
I like that stuff. You don't even know, like, you can do it. And
yeah, you just see, like, the RB flashing above you and you're like, oh, cool.
It's like, oh, really?
Let's see what happens. And there's, like, one where he, like, dunks the guys, or there's, like, a fiery pot thing on, like, he just, like, kicks it towards the other guy. And you're like, whoa, it's crazy.
Nice.
But yeah, there's, like, a lot of characters. I think it's, like, over 30 characters or something. I like it. I'm a fan.
Sounds fun.
Time for Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. We talked about World War II on Monday, coming full circle.
Yeah. Gotta wrap it up with World War II.
Inglourious Basterds. Brad Pitt. Quentin Tarantino directed this movie. Christoph Waltz is the Jew Hunter. I don't know who else is in it. Eli Roth is in this movie. Sam Levine is in this movie.
Mike Myers for like a second.
Mike Myers is in this movie. Great movie. I love this movie so much.
So good.
When this movie came out, I saw the scene, like the baseball bat scene, every day. I woke up and watched that scene. So it tells you a little bit about myself more than anything else, I guess. Yeah, watch this movie. If you haven't seen this movie, I don't know what's wrong with you. I have a lot of questions for you.
My recommendation is The Double with Jesse Eisenberg twice, because he plays two people.
Kind of like Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Sort of, but like no one knows he's the same person. It's really weird.
Is this like The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, because he doesn't... He's kind of like trying to take over his life, but no one notices that they look exactly the same. Or I don't know if in reality they do look exactly the same. Or if it's in his head. It's one of those trippy movies where you're not sure exactly what's going on. But it's really interesting, and you see, like, he's basically playing two different characters of Jesse Eisenberg that are very different personalities. So it's cool to see him, like, acting like...
Like, one is the comedy stoner Jesse Eisenberg, and the other one's, like, the serious, straight-laced Lex Luthor Jesse Eisenberg.
Exactly. One's, like, all awkward and stuff. One's, like, confident. A jerk. And stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that before.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's like, what did I say? I think I said...
Mark
like,
Zuckerberg.
The Zuckerberg, and then the...
Like 30 seconds or 30 minutes or less or something?
No, what's the one where he's, like, straight up a jerk? It's kind of 30 minutes or less, but I thought there was one where he was straight...
Like Social Network?
I guess it is, like, Social Network and then, like, Adventureland.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Something like that. But yeah, it's like the two.
Or Jesse, Now You See Me.
There we go. It's the Now You See Me Jesse Eisenberg and like the Adventureland one.
Interesting.
Because he's like Now You See Me. He's a real jerk and like. Very
did you see? There's like another movie with Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart coming out.
Where I did
like
see that.
Stoner like robbers or something. I don't know what the movie is.
American Ultra is the title. Yeah. I don't know what it's about though.
I think they're like bank robber stoners.
Weird.
I'm excited.
I like to think it's honestly,
yeah, I like to think it's a sequel to eventually. After he moves to New York, that's what happens.
Yeah. Because they smoked a lot in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check out The Double. It's on Netflix.
And on Netflix this weekend, on Friday, H2O Mermaid Adventures, Inglourious Basterds, Jen Kirkman, I'm Gonna Die Alone, and I Feel Fine. The other one, The Long, Strange Trip of Bob Weir, Richie Rich Season 2, Transporter, the series, season 1. On Saturday, Antarctica, A Year on Ice, and The Box Trolls. And Sunday, Love and Honor, and Welcome to the Punch. So have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Follow us on all our social media stuff. Don't forget to send us your picks for summer movie picks. Don't forget, 10 movies in order, highest to lowest, box office grossing, and 3 wild cards. That's it. Thank you for listening. Until next week, or until Monday, I guess. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.